Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brain. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brain.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains, and welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. I've got a special treat for you, a shining star, Robert Clancy. He is an entrepreneur, an inspirational speaker, and author living in the heart of Tech Valley in upstate New York. He's the co-founder and managing partner of Spiral Design Studios, one of the largest full-service graphic design and web developing firms in the Northeast. At an early age, Robert, he had this immense compassion for humanity. He's committed his life to assisting others, whether volunteering or helping others with their success. He is the co-host of the Mindset Reset Show, and he is here with us away from his family. Just, you know, he had to take a little time off. He's a father, and he's also a fourth degree, and I think he's just kicked it up a notch, master black belt instructor in Taekwondo. So, Brains, I need you to be on your best behavior, because we have a guest here. I want to welcome him to the Edge. How you doing, Robert? Welcome to the Edge.
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you so much for having me on, and what a light you are in the world. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to our chat today.
It's going to be a really engaging conversation because, you know, I met you when I was trolling the internet in a polite, respectful kind of way, and I ran across your name, and I said, let me reach out to this gentleman. There's some synergies. I'm feeling some vibes here. You were so kind. You were so gracious from the onset. And lo and behold, you came here to a conference in San Diego, and we got to meet face-to-face, and you remembered me before I remembered you. And my heart just, it just opened up because you were just so warm, and you said, I know you. I met you before, and I had to think. You know, I'm a woman of a particular age. I was having a moment. I was having a spell.
Oh, yeah.
And you remembered me, and you were just so, so loving and engaging, and I really appreciate that. So everything I said about you is true. Tell us about your journey. Tell us a little bit about who you are outside of your wonderful resume.
Yeah, you know, I grew up with two amazing parents. My dad was a World War II vet. My mother was a hairstylist, and my dad taught me leadership. My mother taught me how to spread that smile and change people's hearts. And my dad stood up for them. So, you know, I had that starting out. And, you know, just I'm a very logical person. Let's just put it that way. I'm a programmer and have that logical mind. And then I had, you know, more of a spiritual trip too. And both of those don't always line up, but it all works out in the end. And, met my amazing wife, and we founded Spiral. This is our 30th anniversary this weekend on
running
the company.
Wow, 30 years. How long have you been married?
Just about that same time.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah, I'm going to be 35.
29 years. So. We were actually in business a year before.
Isn't it a beautiful thing to find your soulmate? You know, so many people look for it, and they don't find it, and when you find it and you're able to recognize it and honor that, isn't that a beautiful feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. And she's definitely a soulmate, a partner, just an amazing support, and really gets behind things that I do. And I try to do the same for her. You know, it's try to balance it out and reciprocate as much as possible.
Well, that's important because that's very, very important. So tell us a little bit about the Mindset Reset Show. I know that you are on television and on the radio. Where did that come from, and what is it about, and what are you pouring into?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's about I have an amazing co-host, Lisa Winston. She's also an international best-selling author, and we connected a while, like 3 years ago on a summit, and it was like last year. She popped into my mind the same day that she messaged me, and she said, I feel like we were supposed to do something. And I said, yeah, I kind of got that hint today too, like a gut feeling.
We
thought, you know, is this a show? And she's like, yeah, I think, is it Facebook Live? And 2 days later, we had a contract for a television show. That's how fast it all came together. And a series of coincidences, and then all of a sudden, we launched this thing, and we're thinking, well, who are we going to interview? And people started showing up. We got Dr. Joe Vitale. We got Dee Wallace, who's the actress who played the mom in E.T., but she's also an amazing spiritual person and an author, speaker. We also, Arielle Ford on relationships, and then we had Kevin Sorbo, the actor, who did, he played in God Is Not Dead, but he also co-wrote with his wife and directed and produced Let There Be Light. And all these amazing souls showed up, and it's just been we're in season three, and it's been this wonderful journey just learning from all these amazing people from all over the world who are inspirational, spiritual, had a mindset shift. Something happened in their life that changed where they're thinking, and that's what the show is about.
Right, right. Their aha moment revealed. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your book, The Guide to Your Soul. Where in the pages?
Yeah, the first one is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul, and that started this is my 30th year volunteering with U O'Brien Youth Leadership, and there was somebody in that, and they said, you know, you have all these amazing stories. You should write them down and write a book. I'd like to write a book. Well, she never started her book, and I'm on my fourth one, and she said, you got to do this. So I started writing it that day, and it literally took about 4 years on and off to write it, and it was just so many personal things come into play, you know, because it's about things that happened to me and things I didn't think that deeply of. And it really, some parts were difficult to write just because it was so emotional. So
right.
I put it out there and then started the Facebook page right after that in 2012 is when that book published. And that kind of opened up things, you know, when people, it's almost like they can see you now, you know, who you are, how you think. And it's challenging. And that's, I think, what stops a lot of people from writing.
Well, you know, I'm a poet and I've self-published 3 books and I've sold over 10,000 copies of those books right out of the trunk of my car. And it's like giving birth to a baby. You know, the baby could be cute or it could be ugly, but it's still your baby. And you're very vulnerable and you're very sensitive, you know, about it. And so what it goes out and when it goes out to the world. So then you evolved and you wrote a second book. So Guide to Your Soul. Is that similar?
Yeah, the first book is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. And the second one is Daily Downloads and Fortune Cookies from the Universe, which are set a goal to write one inspirational thing every day for a year. And I ended up doing it for 4 years. And I compiled the first like 360, a year's worth of them in that book. And they're just short little mindset phrases that touch all different areas from faith, hope, love, compassion, kindness, leadership, giving, all of those things are in there. And then I started on the next bigger book, which was Soul Ciphers, and that one was a lot more of those stories and things that had happened to me on my journey.
You know, you mentioned something a minute ago. You talked about social media. You mentioned Facebook. And it is going to be under a considerable shift. And I know that you're in the media both visually and audibly. Where do you see people maybe their biggest mistakes, because they're so heavily reliant on social media that they're not capturing the actual individual client's data, they are not diversifying on different mediums, you know, like they're just on Facebook Live, they're not doing podcasts, they're not doing radio shows, they're moving away from print. Are you seeing some of these challenges, or what are some of the suggestions that you might give people as they look to continue and grow themselves out in this cyberspace world?
Yeah, it's, you know, there are shifts happening, and I've got 750,000 people on Facebook, and then there's different ways to reach people. So you've really got to, and I don't just rely on that channel. You've got your newsletters, you know, depending on your mailing list and those things is a great way to grow it. But as far as dealing with media, I look at as many platforms as I can get my information out on will reach people, because they will, some people are listeners, some people are visual, some people want a print piece, some people want the email. It just depends on what it is. And I figure whatever I'm putting out there, it's going to reach the right person at the right time. And
right.
you just trust in that. So the first thing is trusting in your message and then trying to deliver it in as many places as possible. And there's, you know, if you're a female host, there's womenontv.tv, which is a great network, and that will, you know, boost you up and get you up and running very quickly. There's different podcast networks, just like Blog Talk Radio and those, that can get you out there. I would try different mediums and see what really works for the way that you love to present your message. You know, so try different things, and that's the best way. Experiment.
Right. And some of the tips that I give people also is consistency. Whether you're doing this as a hobby or you're doing it for a career, you want to definitely put out your best. You want to be clear. You want to be concise. You want to have a clean message. You want to be a person that can ask good questions, that is engaging. And, you know, really try to diversify your message based upon, like you said, different mediums and different audiences, because people are, you know, wanting different things. It's like we go to a smorgasbord. We're not all going to eat the same thing, right?
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your philosophy around love. Use that acronym, L-O-V-E. L is for leadership, O is for opportunity, V is for volunteerism, and E is for enthusiasm. How does that fit into your life and the work that you do?
Well, my dad said it best when I was little. You know, he said, he kneeled next to me one day and he said, you know, I was in the war. I saw leaders take, you know, people to a place that was awful. There were certain leaders that I fought against. And he said, you need to be a leader, and you need to take people to a place worth going. And I figured, well, what's the best place worth going? It's love. And that's really what that acronym stands for, because you lead by example. And you really never have a day off from being a role model. So you have to always keep that in consideration and you need to first start being that role model for yourself, and then you bring that out to the world. And that's really what that is. And the enthusiasm at the end there, that's your smile. That's all your light that you can bring to others and make a difference. And it's about reaching out and helping someone else whenever you can.
Right. I remember one of my mentors told me years ago, he says, April, I want you to be the bridge that carries other people safely across. And I'll never forget
mm-hmm.
that. So talking about safety,
yeah.
I want to jump into this black belt instructor of Taekwondo. Now, you can bust a noodle. Tell me a little bit about that, because, you know, martial arts, it's not just the physical combative act, but it's also very spiritual. It's very grounding,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lot of discipline. So how did you get started in martial arts, and where are you today?
Yeah, and it's about that balance. And I started on my journey about 20 years ago. I did get my fourth degree in Taekwondo, and I was actually cross-training in two martial arts and got my fifth degree black belt in Chuntu Kwan Hapkido, which is combat Hapkido, and Grandmaster mm-hmm. Pellegrini is the founder. It's a self-defense program, but it's based on the principles of Bruce Lee, which is Jeet Kune Do, and it's really a melting pot of everything in a street self-defense system. And the journey is that I train people so that they don't have fear, that they know that they can handle themselves and have a chance. And the more that you train, the less likely you are to ever use it, because you know you can just walk away.
Right.
That's half the battle, is ego and letting go of that. So in the journey, we talk about balance. Not only there's principles to martial arts. You have balance, you have direction, flow, not stopping an opposing force, but redirecting it. And I have them apply that to their own life too. And I had one student come in, he said, Master Clancy, guess what? I used to have keto at work today. And I was like, what? He said, no, not physical. I had a client who was very upset, and I just agreed with him. Like you said, when the energy comes at you, just agree with it and redirect it somewhere else. So once I took away his argument, he was able to listen.
Wow. See, that's brilliant. And you don't have to have that, you know, that aggressive hand-to-hand combat. You don't have to want to always fight. You don't have to be argumentative. That's why I love The Edge so much, because my brains are people that have the capacity and the bandwidth that can agree to
mm-hmm.
disagree and not be disagreeable. And that's very, very important in this world because we're, you know, we're at critical times and critical masses. So could you share some words of wisdom with my brains about maybe a philosophy that you have or a belief that you have that we can take with us and hold in our arsenal?
Yeah, you know, part of it is never underestimate the beauty you bring to the world by just being you. There's so much power in that and understanding that you have something to offer. And I always think about superheroes, and everyone is a superhero in some level. And we each have a unique talent. There's something that you're the best at in this world. And what you need to do is exploit it for the greater good of humanity. And if you think about superheroes, they've all done that. And I actually had the chance to be one and dressed up as Spider-Man, and I went to the children's hospital, and it is pretty life-altering to do that on many levels, as you can imagine. So that's part of it. Trust in the big picture. Look for the silver linings. And know that you have the greatest tool that you carry with you every day, and that's your smile and your heart. Those two tools, if you combine them, you are unstoppable.
Well, you are unstoppable, Mr. Robert Clancy, and I know you got a big old R on your chest. And I thank you so much for spending time with me here on The Edge and remembering me with your smile. It was really, really very valuable. Be sure to tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to purchase one of your books or if they want more information on what you're doing or maybe they need some spiral design on an E-level.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's two places you have for the marketing side. It's Spiral, S-P-I-R-A-L, design.com, and the other is GuideToTheSoul.com, and that's where all my books are.
All right, brains, go and check it out. Pick it up today. Not tomorrow, but today. We are here for you on the edge, loving you in every single possible way we can and giving it to you with a smile. Put that S on your chest and be a superhero today. All right? Thank you so much, Robert. Come back to the edge. I honor and value your time. All right, brains. Be good.